You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the
this call may be recorded or transcribed
together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything was well for you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hoping you had a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. That's right, will. The will. And I hope the weather was accommodating for you to do it, but of course if it was not, and you know it has to get done, you get it done because it has to get done. Quit procrastinating. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. When you hit the drop down, the first one you'll see is African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated entitled, thanks to my good brother, Brother Kwaku. In fact, a special shout out to my friend and my brother. You know, he came back from Florida and he's in the healing process. So we wish him, you know, speedy recovery. And the cliche, our thoughts and prayers are with you. I hate that shit. But in this case, it's true because my thoughts and prayers are with my brother. I'm going to go see him after the program, so see how he's doing, Brother Kwaku. This is African Perspectives, and I appreciate you tuning in. Once again, here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening is on Thursdays at 8 p.m., from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursdays, the Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club on Thursdays. Friday at 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. And on Sunday at 7 p.m., once again, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. That's right. I tell you, families, please go there. Because you know like I know, if we don't support them, and to me, who are the ones who are most conscious? I hope it's the listeners of this program. I hope it is. And if you are, go online and check them out. Buy a little something-something. They have a variety of stuff. All right. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bumani Tayemba is ready to take another group of our people to the motherland. Okay, his next trip is November 20th to December 2nd, going to Kemet. Then December 24th, you know, he just gets back and turns around and goes right back. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinha. April 4th to April 14th, 2025, Kenya. And then May 24th to June 5th, Ghana. November 20th to December 1st. He has two at this time. So I don't know which one. Both at the same dates. November 20th to December 1st. So is it going to be Tanzania or Brazil? And I'm quite sure he'll straighten it out and I'll report it to you. And I hope that you make a decision to go. You know? So, Africa for the Africans. My brother Imani Tahimba. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani Tahimba/Bomani 2007. Excuse me. Thank you. Habesha. Habesha Incorporated. They have a program upcoming next month, October 12th, in Kenya. A program in Kenya. Oh, they got the cost in CDs. Well, that's the currency. Yeah. It's going to be in the Volta region. We'll get more about it, about the program upcoming. And they're doing great work. They do great work here in the Atlanta area and on the continent with the Kashi Project. Habesha, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. The LEDGE Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. They work in the area of human necessity, human importance. Human, we got. If you don't have it, you're not gonna sustain yourself. You need food, water, clothing, and shelter. Food, water, clothing, and shelter. The LEDGE Group has 12 projects in 6 different countries with over 170 employed and over 260 members. The LEDGE Group, land for the environmental development for group economics. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, the Minister of Wellness. I'm not sure if he's still in Kenya or not. I did see something on it. I think that he is. But he was speaking to a group, brothers and sisters, the Minister of Wellness, and the many products that he has. Go to his website, theministerofwellness.com. Theministerofwellness.com, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. The other holistic health program we promote is SMI Pharmacy. SMAIFARMACY. SMI Pharmacy. Brother Jabril, contact Brother Jabril. Give him a call at 770-765-7751. That's 770-765-7751. SMI Pharmacy. If you want to drop him an email, drop him an email at smipharmacy@gmail.com. SMAIFARMACY@gmail.com. SMI Pharmacy. The Moses West Foundation, developing of the atmospheric water generator. Man, we develop and implement atmospheric water generation technology to provide water, sanitation, and hygiene solutions worldwide. That's right. Worldwide, ensuring communities have access to essential services for their health and well-being. Our mission, we are a 509A2 nonprofit organization focused on alleviating the global water crisis by bringing clean water access and water health and hygiene education programs to the world's most impoverished communities. Safe water access, our programs are focused on schools, children, and rural communities across the United States and abroad. Sanitation and hygiene. Join us, and together we can abolish global water poverty one community at a time. Exceeds EPA and World Health Organization water quality, helping impoverished communities gain access to clean, safe drinking water and hygiene education. reduced carbon footprint by generating large amounts of water from the air where it is needed. We cut transport emissions, advancing our mission for a greener planet. You know that's important. We're currently working in 9 missions in 4 countries served, and 6 million gallons produced for charity. Little boy. That's right. Brothers and sisters, check out the Moses West Foundation.org. The Moses West Foundation.org. Every one of these announcements, I believe, brothers and sisters, please check them out when you get a chance. Maybe you want to support one of them, and that's great. Maybe ongoing, or maybe just a one-time amount, that's great. Whatever you do, all right? Right on, family. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located here in Atlanta in the West End. I'm Ralph Dabernathy. They have a fine selection of fruit drinks and smoothies and health foods and dry goods and all kind of good stuff. They serve vegan foods on Saturday and Sunday, vegan dishes they serve. And just a great thing right here on Ralph Dabernathy with Dada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar. Across the street, located across the street from Soul Vegetarian, up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna, with Dada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, green cards, gift certificates, and figurines, and so much more. In fact, she has a program, but I don't have that information. She has a program upcoming with a number of programs for the month of September. But give her a call. She can, you know, inform you of what's going on. You can, if you're in the Atlanta area, near the Greenbrier Mall, you can take advantage. 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore we promote is the Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located east of Atlanta in Lithonia. And that's take I-20 East, exit 74, make a left. You're on Main Street going into Lithonia, and about a mile on the left is the Medu Bookstore. On the left is the Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar, where my good friend, Brother Gazimde Ajambu, is the proprietor. Give him a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. He has a fine selection of books, posts, all kinds of good stuff, man. He got furniture. No, you don't. He has clothing. He's a good brother. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar in Lithonia. Jump back on. Go back the other way you came and jump back on the interstate of I-20. The next exit is exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Take that exit, make a right. Go 3 lights and make another right. And on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market, brothers and sisters. All right. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People in the Spirit of Ujamaa. They have their Thursday night broadcast this Thursday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. If you want to call to listen, or if you want to call to questions, you have questions, comments, or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People in the Spirit of Ujamaa. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, located in Macon, Georgia. Brother, he's not open today. He's open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. He's located 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. You can give Brother Abija a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. All right, family. Sun God Essentials, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Give my good sister, Shelly Amundset, a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun God Essentials, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sister Gabby is doing an outstanding job of working with our children in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. They get no government assistance. They rely on brothers and sisters like us to show some compassion, to give a donation or ongoing donation. Sister Gabby, so go to the website, Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. All right. Baba Barudi and Mama Ya. School is in session. October 14th is the day that Baba Barudi will be on the program. Reschedule with me. I'd really appreciate him and love him and the work that he's doing. You need to check out, you know, the website, Akabin Institute, and the bookstore, Akabin House, for the books that he has. You know, go to PayPal to make a contribution, PayPal, yahbarudi.com, for PayPal, $ yah, letter M, then Barudi, B-A-R-U-T-I, for Cash App. Make a donation. Make an ongoing donation. Do whatever you can, family. Do whatever you can. Yeah, okay. The Inye Sasim. The Inya Sasim of daily revolutionary thought. September 8th, African leadership on the continent or in the diaspora is still under the illusion that the American, European, and Asian governmental systems have a legitimate concern for their social and economic well-being. This is falsehood, family. Just as all of us are minocidal to one degree or another, equally so, all of Yorugu are psychopathic racists to one degree or another. All Yorugu are psychopathic racists to one degree or another. Whether all of them actually know themselves to be so or not is irrelevant to the fact that their collective energy is geared toward finding more and more creative and effective ways to commit genocide against African people from within African people. They are not to blame, though. They are what they are, no more, no less. And truthfully, they could not be less. They are consistent in what they are. And most of us are ever finding the most creative ways to remain consistently fooled by them. And therein lies the problem. It is a grand self-deception which begs the question of whether we are relative to us in this struggle against them. We are in pursuit of us or them. Are we in pursuit of us or them? Will we save ourselves or them? It should be self-evident that, as a function of menticide, the destroyer is made the savior. And those who worship these false European gods necessarily speak and act against us. All we need to do is study the path of treason crafted by those held up as our voice, those who have been propped up in positions of authority by enemies to ensure that there will be done. As above, so below is the worst case scenario when those above
hold on to high aspirations, reflecting an illusion of inclusion, which has rapidly degenerated into inclusion of only the delusional. Affirm, I accept no delusional falsehoods about others, benevolence towards us, ashe. Affirm, I accept no delusional falsehoods about others, benevolence towards us. September 9th. Should I ever be asked at any time to go out and kill an enemy of this movement, I will arm myself and proceed fearlessly to fulfill the order thus given to me by this movement. I will never abandon the leadership of my people, but I will go wherever they send me to do whatever my compatriots ask me to do, even if it means my death. I will never run away from the battlefield and leave my comrades fighting. I shall continue fighting until the enemy is defeated. If I ever betray any of the above pledges, may I be killed. Kikuyu oath. Why is he who lives by the sword dies by the sword a warning religious zealots only hurl at potential and actual African warriors and not to those whose very existence is built upon killing? Why is this disarming caution not drilled into the spawn of Yorugu's consciousness? It is because they do not have consciences, or that killing others is a prerequisite to Yorugu's being Yorugu, or both. Whether guided by a menticidal self-hatred instilled through terror or the terrorizing fear of genetic annihilation. Let me repeat, the terrorizing fear of genetic annihilation. Whether natural or not, killing in Yorugu's reality is a white privilege. Affirm, I follow righteous instructions. Affirm, I follow righteous instructions. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sesem of daily revolutionary thought. I say. Program we have for today, family. Mama Marimba, man, I tell you, she sent me the African World newsletter, newspaper, online. So, family, if you want to get a copy of it, 70 pages of just outstanding literature and work. Man, it's beautiful. If you want to get your copy, you can email me at OSHI427. A as in Apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward, at gmail.com. That's OSHI427ADE@gmail.com. You email me, I send the newsletter back to you, and you can spread it around. Make this newsletter go everywhere. When I send it to you, send it to at least 5 people or more. How about that? 5 people or more. The outstanding work that Mama Marimba and many of her colleagues have done is just great, family. It's great. We're going to go over the newsletter in a minute. Yeah. We're going to talk about a few things before we, so we may not get to the newsletter to talk about that to the after the break. Okay. So we're going to talk. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'm excited. Great newsletter, family. What Mama Marimba has done is just tremendous. The African World, the War Report. Yeah. So, of course, tomorrow, Tuesday the 10th, the debate between Trump and Harris. tomorrow night. I think many people have been wanting to see this or hear this or whatever. It's going to be key. I don't think it hinges upon anything in terms of the election itself. One may get a bump, one may not, or neither gets a bump, and it continues on. You know, by the bump, I mean their numbers go up in the polls to a degree or two, nothing extreme, unless, you know, Trump just goes off, which is possible, which is possible. No. The ultimate expression of European, Caucasian, extremism, racism, and privilege is Donald Trump. That's white privilege. A man who has 93 indictments, four major cases, who has lied his entire life, who has always had delusions of grandeur, who has failed at everything his ass tried to do. Oh, no, he didn't fail running for president in 2016. You know, although he lost by almost 3 million votes, he lost to Biden in 2020 by 7 million votes. In fact, the Republicans haven't won the popular vote in this country since Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan was the worst guy. I hate Ronald Reagan. I never liked Ronald. I didn't like Ronald Reagan movies. I didn't. I remember he's in the movie Santa Fe Trail. Santa Fe Trail is about John Brown. And we know John Brown. That's a Caucasian who put it on the line, you know. So to me, you got to give him dap. At least John Brown, him and his son, they died fighting captivity. And in the movie, I don't know, family, you know, if you can go to YouTube and put in Santa Fe Trail and find it, well, you should be able to watch it for free, you know. But there's that part in the movie when Errol Flynn kind of goes undercover, you know, and infiltrates John Brown's, you know, movement or whatever. And so they had to retreat because Ronald Reagan come riding in like the white knight on a white horse kind of thing. And so John Brown and his people retreat, you know. And so one of the sisters is patching up Errol Flynn. Well, I say, if they were trying to give us that kind of freedom, I just don't want that kind of freedom. Yes, sir. Well, I'm talking about, I think that movie was made in the 30s or the 40s. So, you know. Yeah. Ronald Reagan. John Brown. So, I mean, family. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So I think that she's going to do well. Number one, she's a prosecutor, and he's a criminal. You know, so I would think that a prosecutor versus a criminal in a debate, because you have the law on your side, and you have a lawbreaker against you, you know, you should fare well. I guess. I don't know. You know. And so he's talking about some more debates. That's what he said. But after maybe this ass whooping, he'll realize that, no, I don't want to go through that again. And just let my MAGA, foundation, you know, go ahead and do the best that they can to vote. And, but he's adamant that this is going to be stolen election again. He's throwing it out there consistently. He's adamant about this, you know. And so when he loses this, and I don't think, I mean, like I said, he lost by 7 million votes, but that doesn't count because the vote total is irrelevant. The vote total has always been irrelevant. When you have the electoral college, when you have these electors, based on this information that when we were three-fifths of a person, and the cracker had as many votes based on my three-fifths of a person status that he can use with his single vote all the multiple numbers of votes that he could get. And the other thing about some of the states, if you win that state vote-wise, you get all the electoral votes. It's something that they should have gotten rid of a long time ago. But obviously, if you're a Republican, you don't want that. No, you want to maintain. You want to hold on to that. Because you get a chance to really vie for the presidency, as Bush did. Both Bushes. Yeah. Even Reagan in his second term, I believe. May not have won the... I don't know if he did or not. I don't care. But I know that since him, Bush didn't. Little Bush didn't. All the other ones didn't. So... That's what's happening, family. It's a prime example of white privilege that a man who has done what this man has done, and even the judge, we will not have a trial. We'll postpone it until after November. He wins. He's the president. He's not going to be convicted of anything, especially anything prior to him ascending to the presidency once again. I'm not sure if he can pardon himself. I don't know. You know, maybe I'll Google that. All I know is he wasn't going to do no real jail time anyway. He wasn't going to be in the general population, that's for sure, because he would get his ass whooped unless he was in there with the Aryan Nation and some other right-wing paramilitary groups who are in prison. I don't know. But no minimum security. He has ability to move around and nice accommodations and so forth. Forever, how many months, or maybe a year or two. I don't know. But he deserves it. And you know that. He deserves to be incarcerated. Because he's habitual. He consistently does it. He feels that he's beyond approach. He feels that no one can chastise him. No one could touch him. He's just an arrogant son of a bitch. So tomorrow, family, you know, it's going to be on. And I have to admit, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it because I want to see how she handles him and how he, you know, they're not going to allow interruption. So, you know, when you're not talking, your microphone is off. You know, and that's good because you've seen how much of a circus it was in the last two debates that he had with the last debate initially with Hillary Clinton. You know, and he walks by her all the time, trying to intimidate her and so forth. And then of course, the debate with Biden. Will you just shut up? You know. So that's why they had to do this, and I think it's cool. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, this debate with Biden just got, yeah, happens. Don't I know? So this is going to be interesting. And I don't know, he has really been messing up his, he ain't been able to say shit, mumbling and stumbling and bumbling. You know, man, it's ridiculous. No way in hell should this man be able to run for the high. He can't vote with this record, so he can't vote, but he can run for president. This country is whack. This country is whack. But then again, family, look at the history of this country. Look at the history of the people who took this land and created this. They always said one thing to give it an appearance and an illusion of its grandeur, how great it is. And to say to people, regardless of what you think of how we did this, the ends justified the means. The ends, we have this great society. The means, okay, enslavement, okay, eradication of the people and doing some dirty, dastardly ass shit, killing buffalo to the tens of thousands, giving the indigenous people blankets with smallpox in it. The ends justified the means by which we did this, because we have a great society, because Donald Trump says, let's make America great again. Well, was that when it was great? It ain't never been great, and it never will be great. Now, I know that many people have come here. Many people have left their place and come to this country, and they have been doing it for a very long time to seek their fortune, because America speaks to the will of the individual. And so if you come here and you have a great idea and you have or can get the funding for your idea to come through to fruition, aren't you blessed? Aren't you blessed? And as far as I'm concerned, one of the worst systems these Caucasians have created, and have created many of them, but capitalism is an evil system. Capitalism is an evil system. You can take and destroy and undermine. That's the game. You can do that in capitalism. It's every man, woman, and child for themselves. So you can do that. And so now, these people, they're going to go ahead. I believe, you know, because they tried in the last election. They tried. They tried to steal the election. They tried to put some different electors in. Oh, yeah. You know, wanted Mike Pence to not certify the election. When every count and recount and recount proved that the election was fair, he was adamant that it wasn't and kept up the big lie continuously. you know. But America didn't have the kahunas, the testicles, the intestinal fortitude to squash his ass, to sit his ass down, to tell him, no, Donald, you lost. Now take your ass somewhere. No, they allowed him to stay on. That's deep, ain't it? He stayed on the scene. The media, well, of course, the media, they said, well, this is an attraction. So that's what they'll do. They'll use anybody who becomes an attraction that people want to see, hear, whatever. So since 2014, 15, almost 10 years, Donald Trump has been at the top of the media concern. Let's hope Kamala squashes his ass and does away with him. And we're done with him. You know, let me say this. For me, I have no illusions. I don't care about this election, honestly. Whether he wins or she wins, because this will be the same thing. There's nothing fundamental. And you may argue, well, it's going to be better with her than him. I could probably give you that. I don't know. I don't care. Because I'm looking, none of them are for African sovereignty. None of them are for independence, self-determination, liberation, or sovereignty for African people. So given that truth, given that reality, I don't care. Because none of them who are in the Senate, none of them who are in Congress are Pan-Africanists. Now, there might be a brother, too, I don't know, you may know, who is, but, of course, he has a job or she has a job in Congress or in the state house or in local governments. Yeah, because I know some folks back in Milwaukee, you know, who deal with the city or the county, you know, or the state. But in reality, if you are in those positions, you co-opted. If you're in those positions, you know, and they want you to side with Israel, they want you to side with the industrialists and the big money folks and so forth, the pharmaceutical companies, whatever. You know what I need to do, family? I need to look up Ernie Chambers in Omaha, Nebraska. Ernie Chambers, I need to look him up and find out how he's doing. I'm going to do that. Because he was the model of elected officials, as far as I'm concerned. He was strictly for his people, for his district. And when you look at Omaha, Nebraska, it's easy to see how that can be done because it's Caucasian, and there's pockets of us. And he fought to make sure that the brothers and sisters in his area, in his district. Yeah, Ernie Chambers. Look him up. He's going to come there with overalls on. Yeah, he's going to come to work. Yeah. But that was a long time ago. Well, I mean, I haven't heard anything, you know. Probably he's still working on behalf of the people, but, you know, they're not going to give a lot of airplay. They'll talk about it in the immediate, but after they give it a little bit, it's gone, you know. No. Then they'll highlight a Negro who is doing good things in the community with children early. He's a good guy, you know. I shouldn't call a brother a Negro or a sister a Negro, because maybe they, you know, they're earnest in their efforts to do something positive, and that's understandable. Yeah. So, When we come back from the break, we'll go over the newsletter, the African World newspaper online that Mama Marimba and many contributors, brothers and sisters, have done. And once again, you can get a copy. I will send it to you. All you got to do is email me. She emailed me, said, Brother Oshi, send this out. I'm going to do just that. I'm going to make this announcement today and for many weeks. And then what I want you to do, if I send it to you, send it out. Send it to family and friends. Whether you believe they want to read it or not, send it. You never know. The war report. The war report. Send me an email, said Brother Oshi, please forward me the African World, the war report. Email me at OSHI 427, A as in apple, D as in dog, E as in Edward, at gmail.com. OSHI 427 ADE at gmail.com. And I will send you the newsletter, the online African World newspaper online. 70 pages, family. 70 pages. I know some of you that I know. Baba Butch, we apologize to you. Brother Kwaku was supposed to have mailed you the African World newspaper. Unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to. We have it. We're going to send it to you. And, of course, if you text me, or you can call me there's somebody, if you're not getting emails, but somebody is, I can send it to that person or whatever for your benefit. But yeah, man, you're going to want to get this. All of you who are listening, Brother Ted, yes, you're going to want to get this. The African World newspaper, the war report. Mama Marimba, many contributors. I'm going to go over the lineup. But right now, we're going to take a break. So we come back from the break. We'll go over that. And then, of course, Wednesday. That's right, family. Wednesday. My annual 9/11 is an inside job report. We're gonna send that out. We're going to talk about that Wednesday. If you got information, yeah, go ahead and send it, fam. Go ahead and send it. The war report. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The inside job that 9/11 is, we're going to talk about that Wednesday. We'll continue to talk about and to promote the newsletter, the African World newspaper. I think that's important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Yeah. We're going to talk about the newsletter that Mama Marimba sent to me yesterday. Hotep African family, please use and share this special edition of the African world as much as you can. Madase, Madase P. In African sovereignty, Abibi Fodie, Mama Marimba. Appreciate you, my sister. Always, my dear friend. Yeah, the African world, the war report. They're highlighting Kenya because the problems in Kenya and what Kenya is doing and its leader that needs to go, you know, and how he easily took the bait from the United States and the West to go over to Haiti. Send about 1,000 troops into Haiti to smash the dissent in Haiti. Let me give you an editorial statement by Mama Marimba, why this special edition. The African World newspaper is published annually as an organ of the African sovereignty movement. As such, it is our intent to promote an African sovereign consciousness among African people throughout the world, and to encourage the organization of a universal African initiative. We understand African sovereignty as the achievement of collective power of African people to define our own destiny, to govern and defend ourselves, and to control and use the resources of the African continent for the benefit of African people globally. The purpose of this special edition of the African World are, number one, to support the young people of Kenya in their actions against policies of an unjust and irresponsible government. Two, to spread awareness of their courage and the significance of their actions in the hope that it will inspire other Africans to organize and fight to bring about African sovereignty, world African sovereignty. The achievements of African sovereignty will mean that governmental policies such as exorbitant taxes and the allocations of treasury funds will no longer be dictated by non-African forces in the interest of African traders and enemies. Number three, to help our people understand the international structures, systems, institutions, corporations, and agencies which have been put in place to ensure the continued exploitation, dependency, and underdevelopment of Africa, and by extension, her children everywhere. In so doing, we bring attention to the global nature of these neocolonial forces, which are preventing the African world from controlling the development of our own resources for our own benefit, and therefore achieving economic independence and geopolitical power. And of course, the editorial cadre, Mama Marimba, Oluse, and quite a few other people here. And it's a table of contents. And it is long. It is long. I'm going to just go over some of the, and to read the editorial to end. Economic warfare, IMF, World Bank, and the white propaganda. Another good article quoting some of the strongest people of our struggle of independence. Yeah. The issues that are happening in Zambia and Haiti, and economic sovereignty. A quote from Marcus Garvey in The Philosophies and Opinions of Marcus Garvey. He states, every student of political science, every student of economics knows that the culture can only be saved through a solid industrial foundation, and that the culture can only be saved through political independence. Take away industry from a culture, take away political freedom from a culture, and you have a group of slaves. People everywhere are traveling toward industrial opportunities and greater political freedom. Has a culture oppressed, it is for us to prepare ourselves that at any time that great change in industrial freedom and political liberty comes about, we may be able to enter into the new era as partakers of the joys to be inherited. Ashe, Marcus Mosiah Garvey. The ghost of Cecil Rhodes, the Anglo-American conspiracy. Man, Cecil Rhodes. The Round Table, the group of organizations that these folks, when they went to Bretton Woods, and established. Yeah, the Round Table, the Council of Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Bilderberger Group, Club of Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission. These organizations that the European has used to establish and to maintain the order that he has set forth in taking the world's resources, manipulating the world. And when you see it's a picture of them now, these Caucasians. Thomas Sankara. How the IMF and the World Bank hindered Africa's path to sovereignty. It's a very good article. I read that. And it shows how the transfer of everything out of Africa goes to other parts of the world. In fact, here's one of the plaques that marks the Bretton Woods Monetary Conference. In 1944, the United States government, okay, let me see, change the Mount Washington came to the Mount Washington Hotel as a site for a gathering of representatives from 41 countries monetary conference. The conference my glasses are not working with this, so forget it. Bretton Woods, look it up. How are African people standing up to these problems? IMF, the Monetary Fund, and so forth. Long live the African child. Background to the war, the whirlwind. Remember, Marcus Garvey said, look for me in the whirlwind. President of UNIA of Nairobi, Kenya. Look for me in the whirlwind in Kenya. We cannot be slaves in our own country. Reject financial bail. 2024. Picture of Marcus Garvey, the current youth movement in Kenya. Disturbing truths. Kenya's mercenaries in Haiti. They talk about that. And of course, the IMF in Kenya and in Haiti. They're sitting at the table. You know, yeah. And of course, the president of Kenya, who they want to get rid of, he's the issue. And what's interesting is a picture of AFRICOM, an open letter to Ruto. William Ruto is the president of Haiti. Excuse me. He is the president of Kenya. Africa, Ghana, debt, and the IMF. Jerry Johnson, the African ancestral wall in Ghana. Good brother. Stayed there. Good place. the ancestral wall. It's east of Accra, going towards Togo. Yeah. Good article. Dismantling the Neocolonial Agenda. Kwaku Belfour, Communications Director, Food Sovereignty, Ghana. Modern Colonies, Poisonous Aid, Mama Marimba. She takes from two areas, two books. How Europe Underdeveloped Africa by Walter Rodney. How Europe Underdeveloped Africa by Walter Rodney. Neocolonialism, The Last Stage of Imperialism by Osagyefo, Kwame Nkrumah. And they give good in-depth information. Yeah. Life and Debt, the IMF in Jamaica, the 1980s. Julius Nyerere on the International Monetary Fund, Julius Nyerere of Tanzania. The IMF outstanding debt by country in U.S. dollars, and this is as of recent, August 2024, and it shows many of the countries, with a few of the exceptions, particularly the northern ones, Algeria, Mauritania, Libya, they have no debt. But mostly all the other African countries have serious debt, anywhere from hundreds of millions to a billion, 1.1 billion for Senegal, Seychelles Islands, Rwanda, Republic of Congo. All these have debt. And then when you look at the other countries around the world, a few here and there. Eastern Europe, hardly none. Yep. South America, hardly none. Western Europe, none. Latin America and the Caribbean, depends. It depends on where it's at. Barbados, Bahamas, Argentina. Antigua and Barbuda, none. You know. Then those Northern Europeans, Scandinavian countries, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, you know, none. The total outstanding International Monetary Fund debt, $112,930,013,337. Yeah. Right. Occupied territory, foreign military presence in Africa. AFRICOM. Have a picture of people in AFRICOM, not one African face from the U.S. The African Corps, the Wagner Group, that's that German group. It would do business by, they'll kill anybody, destabilize anybody, or suppress anybody for African resources, particularly gold and whatever, dye, whatever. The implications of military training and so forth. Political organizations. War update on Nigeria and Uganda. Resources for study. The West and the rest of us. Chinwezu. Tony Martin. Race First, the Ideological and Organizational History of Marcus Garvey and the UNIA. Kwame Nkrumah, Neocolonialism, The Last Stage of Imperialism. Walter Rodney, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. Eric Williams, Capitalism and Slavery. So far, that's the oldest book, 1944. Nancy Turner Banks, ah, yes, I remember hearing her on the radio. AIDS, opium, diamonds, and empire. The deadly virus of international greed. And there's some links that, some videos that you can watch from the newsletter, and they work. War has a context. The editorial comment. War has context. I'm going to read this. This is Mama Marimba. All too often, once the establishment media outlets stop giving attention to an action of African rebellion against the neocolonialist order, it becomes a forgotten and isolated incident of little significance for our people. So instead of understanding the connected history of valiant African resistance, we are left with a series of disjointed happenings lacking the collective racial and historical consciousness and political will that we need in order to forge an African offensive. We assume the posture of spectators watching passively in the all-too-familiar state of powerlessness as our motherland is recolonized by enemies of Africa. In spite of our denial, make no mistake, we are, instead of a state of war, we are in denial, but we are indeed in a state of war. Recent events in Kenya have revealed a face of that war, but this phase of the war is at least 6 centuries old. It is ongoing, consistent, and relentless. The articles in this special edition of the African World newspaper offer hard evidence that the war is also symptomatic and has the case with all wars of aggression. It is intentional and strategic. The policies of the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations, the CIFA currency, the military presence of AFRICOM, are all part of a well-coordinated Eurasian offensive. This war offensive is mandated by a cultural sili which obsessively seeks power over the inferior other. Evidence as far back as the Christian Roman conquering ethos, Venti Viti Vici, I came, I saw, I conquered, remember that? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get to these phone lines. Stick with me. We got a number of you in the queue, so stick with me. Not too much more to read in this article that Mama Marimba put out as the final of the African World newsletter, newspaper. This war is a mandated by the cultural sleazy which offensively seeks power over the inferior other. Evidence as far back as the Christian Roman conquering ethos. I came, I saw, I conquered. Venti Vidi Vidici. It has evolved throughout European development, eventually giving rise to the invasion, domination, and exploitation of Africa, and the captured transport and displacement of her children, all with the objective of creating, maintaining, and increasing their economic ascendancy. The Europeans' process of accumulating wealth precludes African agenda and the achievement of African sovereignty. That is the objective of the neocolonial power structure. The dictates of capitalist market economy mandate the continued usurpation of the earth's resources and the miseducation and miscreation of value resting on the process of globalization and privatization. These are the mechanisms through which the natural resources and the natural riches of Africa have been used to create European wealth. European wealth. As long as the structures of neocolonialism that have been discussed in these articles remain intact, Africa will not be self-governing. African self-governance and power demand the dismantling of the system of European domination, the destruction of its apparatus, a complete break. I repeat, a complete break. I don't want a damn thing. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to see your ass. Complete break. If our people are to develop a revolutionary consciousness, we must be able to frame the big picture which connects the Kenyan Land and Freedom Army, the Mau Mau, to the grassroots organizing of Nana Mateya, to the recent resistance of the Kenyan youth. We must perceive a pattern in wars and the revolutionary spirit of Nana Nanchi of Zimbabwe, the African offensive directed by Cabral, Michelle, Lumumba, and the thousands of other Africans who fought these wars. We must use the energy of Bukman, Sili, Fatima, Dessalines, and the people of the Haitian Revolution to feel the support the youth of Africa as they organize themselves to take control of their collective destiny. For decades, young men throughout the African world have been conscripted to die in European power struggles and wars of aggression. For centuries, we have supplied our enemy with the raw materials with which they have built an empire on which they have depended at present. A new generation of Africa is saying we refuse to be passive victims or pawns any longer. We see what you are doing. These young Africans are moving into the stage of history, scripting their own story as active agents of change. They are saying, now is the time. I say, now is the time. The stakes are high, but higher still if we continue to surrender. The righteous rage evident by spontaneous actions on the part of our people must be grounded in revolutionary organization, if indeed they are to carry us forward toward world African sovereignty and power. The success of our movement will depend on the inspiration and guidance of our warrior ancestors, together with a clear analysis of our present situation as an understanding of the destroyer's arrangements. In this special edition of the African World, we seek to acknowledge the evidence of embers smoldering underground, Nana Nkrumah, and give witness to the coming flames of protracted war. Ashe. Some great pictures again she got here. The African World. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Remember, this 70-page newspaper is yours. It is for you. Contact me, email me, call me, 414-324-5796. 414-324-5796. Give me a call or an email at oshi427ade@gmail.com. Yep. Good afternoon, Brother Irv. Well, still good morning to you, man.
Yeah, I love that. Good morning, Baba Oshi. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me up, brother. You've hit on some really good points. I looked up the brother you talked about, Brother Chambers. He's 87 years old.
87?
Yeah.
He's wow.
80, he's 80. Yep, he's 87, born in 1937. Oh, and he's, they state him as a civil rights. He's a barber, a civil rights, a senator. I think it said senator.
Yeah. Yep. State. Yeah. And, he was a state senator.
Yeah, the brother's, mm-hmm. He's amazing, man. Out of Omaha, the brother's amazing, man. I was reading up on him.
Yes.
But I also I saw something on in the. You sent me the paper, so I got to look at it, man. I can't help but read this paper. I don't care. It's 200 pages.
I hear
but
you.
It's a student put on the wall. We prefer independence with poverty to servitude with plenty.
That's right. I say.
That's a powerful statement, yeah, brother.
That's true.
And what does that does is that shows that Africans are not waking up. Africans have awakened. And the whole neocolonialism, the whole waiting for somebody to come help us or we'll take whatever you give us, those days are over with, brother.
Yeah.
Those days are over. And so far as the debate between Donald Trumpstein and Kamala Harris-stein, it's the same. It's dressed up different, but it's the same thing.
Yes, it is.
The one thing they're not, it's not what they talk about, it's what they don't talk about. Neither one of them are going to say, let's stop selling these arms over here
right.
for this genocide that's going on in Gaza. No one's going to say that.
No.
No one's going to say, let's cut. Let's ask the people, do they want to put it to referendum? Do they want to send money to the Ukraine? They're not going to say that. They're not going to say, look, you tell regular people to start from where we are and let's go forward. Don't forget the past. Let's remember that we all have a history. But let's go forward a different way. But when you're dealing with capitalism that has no passion, that has no heart, the only thing capitalism knows is money. We have to make money. And you know, like the guy said, capitalism without money is just an ism.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where we are as a people. We're running around here looking at Kamala like she's going to do something for us, and us is not in their vocabulary. These people work off of I did this, and I did that, and I did this. I never heard any of the great leaders, like a Malcolm X or Marcus Garvey, never used the word I. They always said we, us, as a group, a collective. But see, the individualism is where the separatism happens, Baba Oshie. Mm-hmm. As long as we talking me, then we're never going to be powerful. And,
right.
and the whole, and you know, if I hear we got to come together one more time, I think I'm going to throw up. We are together. We're Africans. Stop. You have an African. If you're listening to this program, you are an African. You have an African mindset. You're thinking Africa, one Africa. So forget all those other things that you've heard that separates us. And he's tall, he's light, he's dark. Forget all that. Those are things put in place by Arugu to keep you fighting amongst yourselves. I'm not mad at Kamala. I'm not mad. She's doing her thing. She's at the top of her game. She got a Caucasian. She has a what they call a blended family. She's moving up in the Democratic Party to the pinnacle. She's going to be the president of the United States, and good for her because the history of Arugu doesn't show me anything from the president,
mm-hmm.
from Woodrow Wilson to Trump to Bush. None of them, Obama, none of them have shown me anything that's going to move the needle for American Africans. We have to do all we have is all we need.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it. The power is in us, Baba Ocean. I'm not here to preach or to tell anybody what to think, but what I want you to know is that I live in with a collective mindset.
I say.
You know, everything, I owe. I live internally in the red. Someone has done, someone prayed for me, someone did something for me, someone helped me along the way, and for me, to show my gratitude, I have to help 10 more. Just like this newspaper, I'm going to send it to all my friends. My whole mailing list is going to get this newspaper. They can read it or they can wipe their butt with it. I don't care what they do with it, but they're going to get it.
Right on,
And come on now.
Yeah.
There's something in it. Something mm-hmm. in it is going to spark some interest. It's going
yeah,
to
no
spark
doubt.
Some conversation in their mind. So, no, Baba Oshie, I love this paper. It's not a lot to read because if you took a college class, they told you to read the textbook. You read it from cover to cover to pass the class. So stop acting like it's too, oh, man, that's a lot of pages. Well, you know what? Like, it's a whole lot of – life is a lot. So just do it. Take little bites. How
that's
do you eat
right.
an elephant? One bite
right
at a time.
There you go. All right.
It's so good to hear your voice. Let
you
someone
too, dear,
else get on.
All right.
I know Brother Paul's listening, Brother Jay, and
yep.
Brother Marcus, and Love, and those brothers I love hearing. So I just love to listen. Thank you, Baba Oshie.
You bet. Peace. Sure. Good afternoon.
Hey, Oshi, what's happening, man? I just got a chance to tune in, so I really don't know what you are
talking about
today.
We're talking about the newspaper that Mama Marimba Ani sent, and it's the African World, and it's 70 pages of outstanding information, you know, on the African world and what's going on, you know. And so I'm sending it out. So if you want a copy, you can text me your email address, or you can take my email address down at OSHI.
When was it produced?
Shit, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
New.
Yeah, I'll text you my email address.
Yeah.
That I use. And it's 76 papers, and who's producing it?
The African World.
Okay.
The African World.
Okay, cool.
The African World newspaper. One race, one aim, one destiny. Yeah,
Is this the first time production, or something that comes out like a couple of times a year?
No, listen. This has come out. The African World newspaper has come out when we have a Bakasin Sum Sum, which is African spiritual warfare in May at a retreat that we've been going to for years. I haven't been the last few years, one because of the pandemic, and the next time they had it, I was seriously ill. I didn't have COVID, but I was ill, you know. And then this year I was out of town. But I have the newspaper, and I've distributed it. And I know Baba Butch, we're definitely going to get that edition to you. But I also want to get this to you. So this is something new. This is called the War Report with many contributors. It's a special edition.
Definitely going to see my email. Now, let me ask you this. Why haven't you ever been able to get her on the on your show?
She don't do them.
Yeah. Oh, she don't do no type of media at all?
No. She did my program when Frances made her transition. When Frances Cresswell.
You got to get her to do your show again, because you got to tell her like Baba Baruti. The people are looking forward to taking her class, because I remember her at First World in Hunter College.
Yes.
But
I think
I may have spoken to her at First World once, said hello, mm-hmm. and just had a brief conversation. But I know she was a deep understudy of Dr. Clark. Matter of fact, she knew everybody in that New York First World scene, and was very integral part of what was going on at that time, I guess, until she moved to Atlanta. And I know she had a hell of a reputation at Hunter College for the work that she did there. I just think she would have a wealth of a knowledge to present to the people just based on her book, The Yorugu. I mean, that book is beyond a classic. I'm not sure if she followed up anything after The Yorugu or not.
Well, she revised Let the Circle Be Unbroken, and that's recent. She did that. I think there's something else she might have done. I don't know. Don't remember. But, yeah, you're right, because Yorugu was quite a few years ago, which is a seminal work, man. It's outstanding.
I think everybody that has studied and that has been involved in the culture have looked through read paragraphs, read parts of the Yorugu. I don't think, you know, a lot of people talk about they read the whole book, but they ain't read the.
No,
they
I did
read the whole book. I think I only know four
I did.
People.
Well, then you know
okay,
five.
Well,
you know
you five.
Five.
that read the whole book. I've read chapters of it.
I never completed the book.
I mean, should I think so, but hey. I mean, yeah, she's just phenomenal. She's probably listening now. So sis, if you listen to it, please come on the show and give us that African queen warrior spirit, because she's truly a warrior, and there's very few people, honestly, on this planet who I believe understand the white man for who and what he is. And I would just love to think what she sees us moving forward in a society that is basically going to be genderless, based on AI and controlled and run through AI and robotics. Because that's where this country, I truly believe, is moving forward. And the most dangerous thing is that with it becoming a genderless society, African people are going to be in absolute trouble, because that may be the way, in unfortunately, that they may be able to finally get rid of us or marginalize us to the point to where as our grievances and our concerns are no longer going to matter, to be honest.
We'll see. All I can say
brother,
is that,
as always, I look forward to the Dog and Pony Show tomorrow night. And unfortunately, we probably won't be able to discuss it on Wednesday because of 9/11. But hey, let's pay attention and let's look, because things will be revealed tomorrow night that I think we need to definitely be aware of. But put me on hold, listen to the rest of the show, brother.
All right, Jay. Well, if there is something tomorrow night, you know, that does happen, is, you know, we may mention on Wednesday, but of course, Jay is right. It's, that day is 9/11, and we're going to talk about 9/11, the inside job that it is, that this government continues to throw in our face the bullshit that it has. So we'll see. You can give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. You know, we have a few minutes left to get on this conversation. I'm talking about the African World newspaper that Dr. Marimba Ani and her colleagues have just recently put out. I'm promoting it. I'm sending out whoever. I'm going to go through my email addresses, and I know the people to send it to, you know, and you'll be getting the African World newspaper from me, whether you do something with it, what I hope you do with it, whether you even read it or not. I tell you that. Whether you read it or not, I hope you just send it to 5 people or more. Send it to 5 people or more. People that you think and know that would appreciate the African World newspaper. People that you know that are to some degree African-centered. That talk about independence, self-determination, or liberation, or sovereignty for African people, that are Pan-Africanists. You know? That are Pan-Africanists. Send this newsletter. I'm quite sure they'll be very happy to receive it. A lot of good information in it. So please do that, family. I'll be talking about that for the next many days. But just as Jay said, yeah, Wednesday. I don't know what information that is new. Somebody said, you're going to talk about something new. I need to talk about something new. I'm just going to talk about what it is. The stage is just like Donald Trump. His attempted assassination was staged. It's a fallacy. It's bullshit. Now, the Caucasian firefighter is dead. That's real, just like the five people in January 6th were killed because of it. Trump said there was nobody died. But when you see the situation, you know, and he used it, it was staged. No doubt in my mind. Well, of course, they used Evander Holyfield's ear when Mike Tyson bit it off. So that's the reality. You got a little chunk of his earlobe, not his lobe, but top part of his ear gone. But there's no, there's nothing to indicate that this man had a, and not only that, depending upon the angle, if your ears stick out and his doesn't, that, and I'm quite sure an ear's not going to deflect, the flesh of an ear is not going to deflect a bullet from keep from penetrating that part or into his skull. This is some bullshit. And then, of course, the next few days he's seen with a Kotex, a big-ass Kotex on his ear, you know. And then he took it off and you see nothing. You see nothing. There's no scab. There's no cut. Nothing. I think the people who run this country and other manipulators rely on the gullibility of the public to be informed of something and to believe it to such degree that when you see something contrary, well, then you know, who are you going to believe? Just like the 9/11 thing. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? In fact, a lot of the, I'll be going over into the YouTube to see a lot of the hard-hitting pieces against 9/11 have been removed. That one brother who I played for a number of years, firefighter out of New York, talking about, you know, he's no longer in that mix, you know. He was pretty, you know, dynamic, but he's no longer in that mix. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Baba Archie, and how are you today?
I'm well. How are you, my brother?
Absolutely live and kicking. Giving thanks for life, always. Giving thanks for life.
Well, listen, I know I have your email address.
Absolutely.
Just connect the dots.
At gmail.com. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, let me just turn this.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you the African World newspaper that Mama Marimba just sent out. I'm going to be sending them out today, tomorrow, and as many days as I can, and to as many people as I can. And what I would like you to do when you receive it, you send it out to at least five or more people. I'm not quite sure you got a whole bunch of folks.
Bob, I'm cheap, man. I'm part of some extravagant groups, man. I mean, I can send it out to many more people than that.
I know you can. I was just saying that's my line. Because I know you, Brother Paul, as much stuff as you send out.
You know who's a great fan of Mama Marimba, just like yourself, is Dr. Abu. He's always referring to her, and he's always reading material from her work, you know?
Yeah.
Dr. Abu's, you know, he talks the same way you talk. He talks about the sister, yeah. So
yeah,
that's
great.
Not a problem at work. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. You know, some of the things you've mentioned, you've got to be careful they don't label you as a conspiracy theorist, you know, whatever the hell that means.
You know, let me tell you, to me, the 9/11 is not a conspiracy. It's an all-out lie. It's not a conspiracy. They set that whole thing up, man. It's an all-out lie. And me being a firefighter, I think that's also why I feel, you know, they really insulted the intelligence of the public to make them believe that this happened in the way that they want you to believe that it happened, you know. And so, to me, you just, you know, expose the lies and tell the truth. Expose the lies and tell the truth, you know. The United States killed over 3,000 of its people, 343 firefighters, you know. But they've always had to maintain, and it's the same with where you are, to maintain that position and what they have. They'll set stuff up and make it appear as it's something different, you know. They have always had false flag operations, you know. They've always had something that you believe because they've told you that it's this, but really, in essence, it's that, you know. And because they know many people are not going to investigate, they're not going to look further. They're just going to take what position that we gave them, and that's the official position. And you'll need to discuss it no further, you know.
You know, Baba Ochi, I've said this before, but for the sake of clarity and just remembering and total good order, you know, it's something where I thought I had to look at more closely, this whole business of things here. My conclusion is this: it's a fact, undisputable, that the current day school system is based on a school system what came out of Prussia. Now, that's mm-hmm. we ain't got enough time to go into that. But it's there on the internet. You just have to look at it. The history of schooling and the Prussian system and how they adopted it in Europe and they brought it around the world. And basically, it's a system set up to brainwash people, like saluting the flag. That's a form of brainwashing. Patriotism is a form of brainwashing. Mm-hmm. Patriotism over your own sovereignty is a form of brainwashing. And that's all in the schooling, falling systems. I know some people, when I say that, they must think, oh, what are you talking about? You have to get educated. But it's not education they give you. Well, education in the sense of the term real education. It's indoctrination. You are indoctrinated so that you can go out and be a cog in the system. You're not educated so that you can have free thinking of mind. So they don't insult the public's intelligence, you know, because they've already taken away the public's intelligence. I'm telling you.
Okay.
They don't insult nobody's intelligence. They've already taken away their intelligence by providing them with indoctrination. Most of the things they know is what they're regurgitating, what they've been instructed through the schooling. You're molded as a person between the ages of 1 and 7. 1 and 7, okay? For the ages of 1 and 7 is where they make the operating system. And after that, you are now their thing. So we are giving our children away to be, and this is what Malcolm X talks about. Mm-hmm. If you let your enemies educate your children, you're a fool.
That's right.
And most of us do that.
That's
so
right.
Most of us are
fools. We rely. We are.
It's unbelievable. You can't dispute that. Mm-hmm. You understand? People can argue and say, oh, yeah, well, how are they going to get up in life and all that? You see, that's how they limited our thinking, because we so now depend on these people, right, through their schooling, falling system and their indoctrination, that we don't even know how to think anymore. Mm-hmm. So they really haven't insulted anybody's intelligence by what they're doing, because really they took people's intelligence away a long time ago. You know what I mean? You know?
Good one. Once again, Paul, you come through, man. Good one, man.
Seriously, man. Yeah. And you know, so some of us, people who create these type of platforms, and some of us who are three thinkers, yeah, we are the ones who are fighting to get out of the sheep pen. We are the ones who are fighting to free our minds from this madness. Yeah. And the sheep are looking at us like we're crazy. Oh, what, why don't you want to bah bah every day? What's wrong with bah bah in every day? What's wrong with just following the next sheep every day? What's wrong with that? What's your problem? What's your problem? Huh? Now you want to leave that sheep pen and go and do your own thing. You're the problem. That's how they got the people. So we talk like this. We become the problem. A conspiracy in law in this country, and I think it's the same in America. In law, it means a meeting of two or more people for the purpose of carrying out an act, meaning that you can't create a conspiracy on your own terms. You have to be. It has to be a meeting of two people for the purpose of carrying out an act. Yeah, a theory. It doesn't mean you're not. You're wrong if you create a theory. It could be right. It could be wrong.
Exactly. You're right. Scientists do it all the time.
As I understand it, the term conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA in 1967. Mm-hmm. And it was coined to put it out there to stop people looking at the murder of JF Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want people to believe that some nutter, crazy guy went and shot the two brothers. Just like they want us to believe that some people in Saudi Arabia just went and had a few flying leopards, then got on a 747 or wherever it was, right, and flew across to America, the most armed place in the whole of the planet, and just drove two planes into two towers. And never before in history has a building ate a plane, but that building ate the planes. We didn't see the planes again, right? And it just passed. They want us to actually believe, not believe, but they want us to actually, well, most of us do believe that, because belief isn't knowledge. You just accept it. You understand? So that's the reality of our situation. And they've been doing this from day one. Yeah. You know, Bob Ochi, the more I look into it, we had something here called the Black.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me, Brother Paul. Go ahead. Damn, man. It's almost time to go. Shit. I mean, shucks.
It's the first biological warfare. When they put that there purposely. Just like they burnt down all the houses. They did that. They've been doing this thing from day one. They've been doing it. This is how they work. It's deceit and deception. Everything comes out their mouth is deceit and deception. That is it. And even, Baba, you know how deep it is, Baba? They have fed us so many lies about ourselves and Africa that we don't even know. I tell you, when you start digging, it becomes frightening, because the things you start to find, and they're not that far hidden, you say to yourself, is this real? Is this really real? Do you know how many African kings ruled Europe? Do you know how many African kings ruled Europe, even in Great Britain? People don't even know about. They ruled all over Europe. You have no idea about that. And it just sounds like some crazy madness I'm talking about. But they were there. They were there. They haven't told you about the Africans who lived in Ireland. They haven't told you that. Even in Scotland. You think Scotland was all made up of white people. You don't know that there were black people there. You have no idea. They found some bones in up north of England, right? And when they done the DNA test, because they can do that now, he come out brown skin. That's the first humans that were here. They Cheddar Man, they call him. Cheddar Man.
Cheddar Man, yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're a whole heap of telling that this thing they created Europe. Listen, even Germans, what they brought to America, some of them, a load of them were black. They're not even telling you this. Because they change the records. They hide things in history. They hide and lie. I tell you, it's so frightening what they've done. And we say Europe because we think all Europeans are white. There was a time when none of them were white. None of them.
Yeah.
We don't even know this. We have no understanding of this. So the bottom line is this, Baba Ochi, yeah? You know, every day we learn, and these platforms like yourself and us, we open our eyes and open our minds. And with that, hopefully, we can take our sovereignty back, take our culture back, take our ideas back, and win this thing. Baba, keep up the good work with the fire burning.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you to all of them. Let me get Mama Nabantu. Mama Nabantu, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm sorry. I just got in listening. Was that Paul talking?
Yeah, that was Paul.
Right, yeah. Right. I've heard about it. It's just disgraceful that we continue to send our children to these schools.
That's right.
That's messing up the minds of our children, and we need more African-centered schools.
Right.
And we need to get parents to understand that they need to put their children in those schools. And then when you see all the shooting that's going on, that would want to make a lot of parents pull their kids out and put them in homeschooling or in alternative schools, because you never know who's going to go crazy at your school, at your child's school. So for a lot of parents, like, you know, they're thinking about looking at alternatives for educating their children. So the marketing is important. How do we market African-centered schools, especially when they got to pay for it?
Yeah.
So that's part of the issue.
All right. Well, listen, when's the Collard Green Festival?
Okay. It's September 28th. We just found out today where the venue is going to be.
Okay.
But we had to change it because the family's feuding over the land.
Okay. So we're changing the venue again. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be in Decatur.
In Decatur?
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be in Decatur, First Baptist Church in Decatur. It's a huge campus.
Okay.
Lots of grassy area. We'd be missing the lake, but other than that, we got all the land and the parking we need.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
That's what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look forward to the Collard Green Festival, family. So if you're in the Atlanta area, and Decatur is just north of Atlanta, northwest of Atlanta, so not far at all. So we're going to be throwing down with the Collard Green Festival. All right.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Mama. All right, I enjoyed the inauguration this past Saturday.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I waited too late to send the information out, but somebody might show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a number of people. You know, it was right there. So I got linked up, and yeah, it was a good one. So, okay, Mama Nabantu, thank you, dear.
All right, now. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too, dear. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.